All right. Now, ladies.
Yeah.
Don't. Okay.
Welcome back to another episode of... Well, welcome to the Sick Cast.
The Sick Cast.
Because, dude, I'm coming down with something.
Your wedding?
I definitely... What?
You're coming. You're coming.
I'm coming down with...
I'm going to come down with something.
Coronavirus. Do you remember when it was called coronavirus? Now we all call it COVID, but like corona sounds so weird to call it coronavirus.
Remember when it was called the China flu? That was the best name.
The China for the worst people. I'm kidding. I didn't say it. Trump did.
There was a good time where people started calling it the Kung flu. That was great because I absolutely lost it.
Never mind.
The first time
Kung
I heard that.
Kung flu.
People, you know, they come up with very goofy names for things, you know, like a shih tzu. Why are you going to name a dog after what it does?
It shits zoos?
Yup.
Why? Okay, whatever, man.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm definitely coming down with something, bro. For sure. Like, I woke up today and I was like, oh, I got to get up and like be productive. Like, my morning routine, you know?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
I just laid there and I was like... Nah.
You feel like someone punched you in the face?
And then I was like, I got a little bit of a headache. And then I was like...
He said headache. he said headache for you people that think he's drunk.
And you got that chest cough, bro.
Yeah, that's no good.
And that congestion in the chesticles, you know?
I had a little bit of that. I had a little bit of
But you said, come over anyways, infect my family.
Yep.
Except you really said, I'm coming down with something too. So we're just here... Drinking OJ.
Bunch of sickos. May or may not have tequila in it.
Vitamin C. It doesn't.
Vitamin. Question.
So.
You've been to Italy, right?
No. It was fake. It was just to make you jealous of my life.
You're right.
All those pictures I took in Italy were green screened.
Green screen. You're in that, whatever that thing Disney now uses where it's just an LED wall that's just around.
Fake news.
Yeah.
Yes, I went to Italy. What's up?
All right, so pizza. Italian?
Yeah.
What was your favorite Italian place as a kid?
As a kid?
Yeah.
Olive Garden. Absolutely.
You know what? That's probably my favorite Italian place now.
And also, same. I mean, look, if we're just talking about Americanized Italian food, I don't care who you are, man.
Dude.
You can say that it's not real Italian food. That's fine. But you can't say it's not good.
You can't say, I hate Olive Garden.
Even if you're like, yeah, it's not real Italian food. Fair. And that is true because I went to Italy and it is definitely Americanized. Like white sauce, bro. They don't have Alfredo sauce in Italy.
The word Alfredo is Italian.
Is American.
It is?
It just means, it just means America.
Does it really?
Alfredo, can I get the
American
linguine
sauce?
Alfredo, the linguine American style. The white sauce for the white man.
You said you had pizza there or no?
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah,
right?
But it's good.
But pizza is Italian. You know what my favorite Italian place was as a kid?
I don't know why the first words that popped in my head was Golden Corral.
No.
We need an Italian buffet.
For real.
Just all the different kinds of pasta noodles and all the different kinds of sauces.
I would be diabetic.
And different toppings like meatballs.
I will look like a meatball leaving that place. No, but for real, pizza's Italian. My favorite Italian place as a kid.
Shove meatballs in your pants.
Chuck E. Cheese.
On the way out. So that way, if they like try to get you, you're like, oh my God, you're touching my balls.
Man,
you can't
really,
frisk me.
You ruined my Chuck E. Cheese.
Sorry,
joke.
What's up, man?
I said my favorite Italian place as a kid is Chuck E. Cheese.
That's terrible.
I'm sorry.
I was really on this whole Golden Corral.
You're all about
Italian
meatballs,
Corral, dude.
Italian Corral. Dude, man, real Italian, it's got to be way better than our Italian. Unless it's Golden
Speaking
Corral.
Of Chuck E. Cheese, you know what I found out?
What?
So they're getting rid of all the like animatronic, like.
Robots.
Well, which is, I understand, because Five Nights with Freddy now is such a huge thing that it's become a straight horror meme almost that like...
Yeah, but kids like that stuff, so it's like, why not keep it?
Make
them more creepy, I say.
But even Five Nights with Freddy is like, I coach kids who are like 9 years old and they know about Five Nights with Freddy. So like, it's ruined. You know what I mean? So like, I get that they don't want to be synonymous with these animatronics that are really known for just like horror stuff.
Yeah.
But apparently it was such a big thing that like, I didn't know this cause I'm not on TikTok, but somebody told me that they were on TikTok and that there's one place in California that, like, still, like, in L.A. or the L.A. area or something, some place in California that still has a Chuck E. Cheese that has the animatronics, and they were going to take them out. But they were like, go here if you want to, you know, go to, like, one of the last places that has one until they take them out.
Let me guess, Mecca.
And then...
It's the new Mecca. Everyone's just
Well, it's actually pilgrimages. It's yeah, but it's like Chuck E. Cheese. It's on a nude beach, so just everyone that walks in is naked, and the animatronics are naked.
Nice.
It's just a big fluffy Chuck E. peen.
No, I'm making it. Children are over there looking at rat dicks.
Rat dicks,
bro.
Yeah, that's what I see. That's the first thing I think of when I see a rat crawl scurrying across the floor. Oh my God, it's penis.
It's naked.
Ew.
Man, I just can't believe you.
But anyways, what I was trying
degrading to say. Chuck E. Entertainment Cheese.
Chuck E. No, it's Charles Entertainment Cheese.
Wow, okay, never mind. I guess you really like Chuck E. Cheese.
Charles Entertainment Cheese.
Charles.
I was named after him. Charles is my middle name.
There you go.
Anyways, so, no, but this place became so popular, like, on TikTok, and people going there, that, like, because people were like, oh, no, don't take away the animatronics. Like, that's, like, my childhood. So that they are keeping them. It's the only location that's going to have them. So now adults and people are just going to go there because it's the only one that has, like, animatronics.
That's not worth it.
They're terrifying.
What is the point of that?
But apparently people have been, like, going and, like, stealing the animatronics, like, from behind the Chucky's stores. Like, apparently it's a huge thing on Reddit where, like, these people who either like animatronics, whether it's because they like creepy stuff or because they want to make money off it, or they're collectors, but they, like, will find out when they're getting rid of theirs. And they'll go and take them from, like, the dumpsters. So now apparently they have a protocol where they have to, like, completely, like, take a hammer to these things and destroy them.
Why not sell them? You know people would buy the hell out of those.
Yeah, I know, right? They should.
Can you imagine, like, what's known for okay, Disney, right? The parks known for animatronics. How much do you think one of those bad boys goes for? Even just an old junky one doesn't work.
I don't know.
From, like, the 50s. I guarantee you people pay top dollar. And I get it. Totally different.
Someone took one and put it in the middle of the desert, like a Chuck E. Cheese animatronic.
Bro, that is broken sick. One.
Isn't that terrifying?
I want to go to bed now. Bye.
Yeah.
Looking like some roadkill.
I think I see his penis.
Oh, my gosh. He's sick, son of a... Anyways.
Look how terrifying, dude. These animatronics are, dude.
Dude, they are. It's freaking nuts.
That's why. Yeah, that's why, man.
There's its nuts.
No, it's his penis.
It's next to his penis.
Man. Why aren't we talking about rat dicks, man?
I don't know. You brought
it up. Found the title.
Rat dicks.
Man, what I was going to say something before we got off on the Chucky rant.
I don't know. We were talking about...
Italian restaurants.
Italian, Golden Corral... Yeah, but Italian.
Oh, I was going to say Golden Corral. Like, I've eaten, it's been a few months, but there was a point in my life, like a few months ago, where I had eaten more Golden Corral in a couple months than I probably had in my entire life. Wow. Not my entire life, but the past, like, 10 right. years.
What's your favorite
Because me and my boy Seth decided, we're like, we're going to go to Golden Corral because we love it. And we're like, yeah, buffet. And
what's your favorite dish?
You know what it is. Bourbon Street Chicken, baby.
Heck yes. Thank you.
Yeah, it's the Golden Corral classic. They even have a poster on the wall that tells you how to make it. It has,
really?
Like, all the ingredients in the recipe on the wall for Golden Corral's Bourbon Sweet Chicken.
That's like half my food there.
If you're really lucky, you know, they got a little piece of chicken. They got little rat dicks in there, too, if you're lucky.
My gosh. We got to stop. We got to stop.
It's the best dick. Not too big.
Oh, my
gosh. It's the best rat. Let me tell you about rat penis.
You got it.
Sorry, man.
This is getting so bad.
I'm tired.
I know.
I didn't have to come, okay? I didn't have to come.
Oh,
but I'm coming.
You're coming. Anyways, dude, I can't even stand you right now talking about all this ding dong. You're getting mad at me because I...
Look, you got to poke your dog's butthole to make him poop, so I don't want to hear it.
He's special needs. I don't got to touch his dick.
Look, I know a lot of special needs people. You ain't got to poke their butthole, okay?
You obviously don't know enough.
Whoa. So, yeah, I pulled up today, pulled up into your driveway, and you were just
making my dog.
Your dog's butt.
I don't stick my finger in his butt. Jeez.
You just kiss it.
I just
with your fingertips. I hate it. Ew.
Dude, I want so badly to get back into video games.
You want me to tell you something?
Are you getting back into video games?
So I haven't played anything in a while, and let me be clear. I play two games. That's my life.
One of them's Minecraft.
Minecraft. And CSGO.
Dude, those are my CSGO two games. Is so good.
Now, here's why.
CSGO's not like what it was when I was playing it, though. I was playing like maybe
back
like
in the good
10
old
years
days.
Ago. 10 years ago. 12 years ago. No, 8 years ago.
I did probably more similar than you think. Because I also was playing 8 years ago.
Ooh.
And it feels very similar.
Well, someone told me that it's nothing but a lot of pumpkin eaters.
Oh, the community's garbage. Yeah,
it's
for
the
sure.
Worst.
But you should play with like me and my boys.
Oh, yeah.
But
on
here's
what?
The thing.
On what? I'm poor.
What do you mean on what? You can only play it on PC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't got one of those.
Oh, well, I don't know what to tell you. So Here's the thing. The reason I play those two
games.
You can
play Call of Duty on your phone, but a game that's been out for how many decades? Can't play it on my phone.
Dude, you're not allowed to play with us if you could have played on your phone. I'd be like, no, get a computer.
No.
So the reason I play those two games is because when I only had a MacBook Pro, the one we're using right now, to record this podcast, and I had a Mac before this.
Yeah.
Like an iMac.
Yep.
Most games, Macs are not gaming computers.
Nope.
So most games you can't even download. Like they don't even come on Mac. So
can you not talk about me like
sorry.
That?
Sorry. I'm not going to talk about coming on Mac anymore. But most games don't come on Mac. So you can only play games.
There are some that do.
Which ones, Mac? Tell us.
I don't want to talk about it.
Goat Simulator.
Oh my god.
I'm just thinking of games.
You're literally talking about all the games I used to play on my MacBook Pro.
That's not where my brain went. Anyways, whoop. So I could play Minecraft and CSGO. Those were compatible with Mac.
Yup.
And then I got a gaming computer like 6 months ago. And for some reason I was like, yeah, now I can play cool games and stuff. Haven't. I've only played those two games, even still. And I'm like, yo, I was telling my friends, I'm like, we got to play something else. I spent all this money on a gaming computer. But Nate, frequent guest of this podcast.
Yeah.
He somehow convinced me, him and my buddy, John, he convinced us, but more importantly me, because I don't like scary things.
Right.
To play a modded version of Minecraft.
Ooh.
And it's a horror mod pack.
Ooh.
And oh my god, I've almost shedonkied myself multiple times. Like,
that sounds
one
terrible.
Of my other friends, I was telling him about it, and he's like, oh, it's Minecraft. It's just blocks. It can't be that scary. You have no idea. Jeez. There's a thing called the cave dweller that you'll just be mining ores, and then you'll just hear in like
is
the distance.
A...
And like this sound of like ripping flesh. And then you're like, oh god, and you kind of wait, and then you don't see anything. So you just keep going. But yeah. Sometimes you hear him, and then all of a sudden, like out of nowhere, he rushes around a corner. He's this tall, lanky looking mother trucker.
So does
and
he
rushes you
is
with
he
the
bigger
most
than
terrific
the
noise and like rips you. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
All right.
It's
does it come
scary.
With any kind of like graphics packages or anything? Or?
I mean, yeah, like there's like I mean it still blocks, but
yeah,
like there's
yeah.
there's a shader on it. So yeah. Like it's all like dark and like misty and foggy and
I like it.
Woo! And oh boy, the nighttime is scary.
Dude, when I was playing like when Call of Duty like Zombies was
yeah.
was I think in its prime. Mm-hmm. A little bit before its prime. There was a I think it's in Black Ops 2 or Black Ops 1 or Black mm-hmm. Ops 2. It's
yeah.
called Transit.
Yeah.
Is the map. Anyways, you're basically on a bus going from place to place. Well, in between each place, you can walk from place to place,
yeah.
but it's like covered in fog. And when you do, there's like these little demon babies that come and get you.
Beautiful.
It's
love
lovely.
It.
I have never been so scared shitless in my life. Playing that game and you get kicked off the bus and then all of a sudden you're just like, guys.
Dude, it's
and then you just hear like a.
Dude, scary games, bro. Like in this Minecraft thing, like I'll be like, there's times where we like, I'm like, I don't go caving and mining without anybody because I've gone alone, yeah. and it was terrifying. and I literally would just block up into a tiny hole and just wait. The scary part is, though, I like, you can like block up so you have nothing around you, right?
Right.
And you're just like in the side of this wall when you hear like scary stuff. But then I did that, and all of a sudden, like from underneath me, because you see, like on Minecraft, when you start breaking a block, you see the animation of like the cracks coming through the block, like block breaking. So I like build up in front of me, and then I see the block breaking in front of me. Ooh. There's some creature that can break blocks. That's and I was scary. Like, oh my God. So
you need to put a better block there.
Dude, it's terrifying.
Please tell me you have like diamond or obsidian.
Obsidian is the strongest. I don't know if they could mine through that. God, I hate myself. I'm on this. Obsidian's the strongest in Minecraft. Like, I hate myself. But I was just trying to share a scary, spooky experience. That's all.
No, that's good. That's good. Man, I so there was a game. Okay, so when I was big in Steam, I think it was like 2016, honestly. Mm-hmm. That was when I was in there. Now that I think about it, so I did CSGO. I did a game called Guns of Icarus. A little bit of a
I think I've heard
team.
Of that.
It's like a steampunk themed. Like you're everybody's in a is it called a dirigible?
What?
It's like a hot air balloon, but it's carrying like a boat. Or a is that what that's called?
Dude, I don't know.
All right. It's very steampunky, right? Uh-huh. So imagine like a hot air balloon, like from like The Mummy Returns.
Yeah.
And there's a boat underneath.
Yeah.
That's what you're in.
Yeah.
And everything's like propellers and it's got cannons on it. And basically everybody's part of the ship and you have a job and you're supposed
to. Pirates of the Caribbean.
No.
In the sky.
Yes. There yes, basically. And it's all steampunk themed, like I said. And you fix a ship and blow up other ships is like all your different things.
Yeah.
Different
Pirates guns. Of the Caribbean. Pirates of the Skyribbean.
Skyribbean. Yup. That was a game I was big into, and then there's one on Steam, you can still get it, I think, still. It's called RoboCraft. It's basically like, imagine Minecraft with Legos, and the objective is you build a, like there's different classes, and armor rating, skill sets, and different weapons of different types, ramming, guns, plasma, bullet-based, whatever. And you have a point system, and those are classes, and basically each thing costs a certain value, and you can spend a certain amount on your vehicle. Mm-hmm. And the objective is obviously to shoot other people's vehicles and blow them up, and when you do that, you win. I was so obsessed with this game for a solid month.
Oh my God, you're a nerd.
No, oh, trust me. I was like min-maxing. That's how much I was into it. Mm-hmm. Like, so basically, say you get like 10 points. I don't remember exactly how it went, but say you get like 10 points and like armor cost 1 point for your base armor. Your base gun costs 1 point and you have to put like a chair for like a person, just a controller. So basically, this is what I would do. I'd do one block, one single block.
Okay.
I would be on the side of it. That's where I'd put my little pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And the block would be... I was like in class where it was like everything cost $20, right? 20 points. So I'd put my guy, I'd make my block, I'd do the highest armor class ever just on this block. That's my armor. So it's at like 5. And then I'd get a gun that's at whatever the highest I could get for that to still fill up my class. And then a hover device. So everybody's in these like tanks and like planes. And then I've got this like high end, like basically kind of like the sniper from Halo kind of gun. And I'm just floating in the sky, just like little man on a block and a gun. And I shoot people. But every time I shoot them, there's a concussive impulse that like shoots me back like 20 feet.
Jesus.
And I'm such a small dude.
I'm saying so a lot lost. Of things.
Dude, I'm sorry. This is how hype I was about this game. I'm like. Talking about
play Minecraft
going
with us, bro. You get scaled.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Dude. You don't like scary games?
Mm. No, because all I would want to do is just beat the game so that I could fly. You get the cape and you can like...
It's not a cape.
Whatever it is. You get the cloak.
But why would that deter you from wanting to play?
Because I would just want to do that. And then anytime I'm with you guys, that's all I'm doing.
This is different,
I'm just
bro.
Going...
This is different.
Just flying everywhere.
There's a lot of progression in this, bro. Oh, you
okay,
like
okay.
Save the world from like evil stuff.
Dude, okay.
But anyways, okay. Enough about games.
Sorry.
Movies. TMB segment. I don't really have much to talk about. I haven't seen any movies.
I've seen some documentaries, but nice. I think I talked about that last time.
I don't know.
I talked about like the cult documentaries I was into.
I don't remember. Maybe you did.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe I just forgot.
Well, I mean, we do this every other week now, so
well, you know.
Easy to forget what we talked about in our last
episode.
Well,
we still try to record every week.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I was busy climbing elevator shafts last week. Sorry.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
But I just want to shout out that a lot of the frustration that I've had is maybe turning around because Marvel just canceled. There are either high, I don't know if these are confirmed, but there are very,
I think
very
they're
high
all
rumors.
High.
Okay. Very, very strong rumors, at least, that season two of She-Hulk canceled.
Yes.
And I thought there was something else. Oh, nothing, it's Star Wars, but still owned by Disney. Stuff that's been messed up. You know, they're supposed to make a movie about Rey. Oh, they've already done that,
right?
Done
three of
but
those.
Now they were going to do one called like New Jedi Order or something where she's like leading a bunch of. And everyone was like, yo, you got to move on. She's terrible.
Well, I saw them talking
but
about
apparently
something.
That's also canceled. Mm-hmm. They're realizing how bad all their ideas are.
Well, they just, like, I think gave the reins to doing the next trilogy to some lady, and I have no idea who she is.
Yeah, Charmaine Obaid-Chinoy or whatever her name is. Something like that. But yes, that's what they were talking about. And it's but then after all this backlash and stuff.
Everybody hate her.
Apparently. Well, the problem is, she was like, it's about time that a female, let me quote this, because look, if we're going to, hold on.
Listen, Tyler, I know that you're so passionate about these things, and I'm sorry that it's got you all up in arms, but you got to understand, these are only just things that are historically relevant to our culture and the American way of life. So you really shouldn't think too harshly on them.
She said Charmaine Obaid-Chinoy's comments in regards to directing her new Rey Star Wars movie culminates to, it's time a woman shapes Star Wars.
Now, is she talking about herself or is she talking about Rey?
I think she's talking about herself, but I don't. No, but I'm pretty sure she's talking about herself. But the quote is, it's about time a woman shapes Star Wars. And here's the thing. Kathleen Kennedy has been in charge of Star Wars for a very long time.
Yeah, for quite a while.
We have had women directors for, like, Mandalorian and some of the TV shows. Yep. A woman, I think, directed all of Obi-Wan. Was it Obi-Wan? Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but yes, technically, this is the first time that a female will direct a Star Wars movie
or
but
trilogy.
It's happened behind the scenes. People, women have been in charge and on camera, like Rey has been this. So what is she, first of all, just what is she talking about?
I don't know.
And also, it has nothing to do with gender. Just make a good story. I don't care if it's a man or a woman. Just make a good story. But to bring up, like, it's 2024, it's time a woman, get rid of all that BS, because that doesn't matter. I'm not, and this is not even a political statement, because what I'm just saying is she's just wrong. She's just ignoring what it has been. She's just, I'm just pointing out the fact that she's being very, hypocritical is not the right word. She's being very ignorant. It's like she just joined Star Wars and was like, oh, I'm the first woman here. You're not.
No.
This has been happening.
And that's the thing, is like, that's, people want to make a big deal about things like that when the people who really care about the finished product, or who are big diehard fans, or just want it to
we
be
don't
quality.
Care. We just want it
no
to be
one
good.
Cares. We're like, okay,
if it's a man or a woman
that means,
who's doing it.
Yeah, it's like, you could say that. You could say a guy saying that about, like, say it's something that's a woman hasn't done before or a man hasn't done before. He's like, it's time for a man to do this.
Oh,
I just I don't care.
Right.
Like, I don't care about that. Like, no, that doesn't affect me. Like, you would think, like, I'm not even saying it as, like, somebody who says that women...
As a man who thinks that men are better than women, is what you're saying, is
no,
what you are.
No, that's not what I'm
that,
saying. I'm saying that...
That this...
as a man who thinks that women...
Should all crawl in a hole and die, like,
should just
as a
belong
species.
In one place.
Exactly.
In one place only.
And that maybe has...
Our solar system.
Refrigerators and stoves.
No. I said our solar system, somewhere in there. No, but it's like, that is a, I want to say it's, for some people it's an issue, but for someone who cares about things, it's a non-issue. It's like, all
right. Right, exactly.
I don't care, that is irrelevant. Yes, you can be a woman, you can do that. But are you going to do it right? That's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's how it's been with freaking all the Marvel stuff. It's how it's been with everything we like. I am obsessed with movies that don't.
I am obsessed with women, and
I like women. My name is But the movies that we love have nothing to do with that stuff. They have nothing to do with trying to make points. They have nothing to do with trying to make them seem set apart from other things.
Here's the thing.
They just make themselves. They just do it. They have people that are driven, and they make the movies, and they are passionate.
You're talking
about
the behind the scenes part,
no,
right?
I'm just talking about in general.
Because like movies that like make points are great. Like I like a movie that means something. Movies they shouldn't be hollow and mean nothing. You should make deep, heartfelt points in movies and move people. But it should be not come at the expense of the story.
Right.
If it's supplementing the story, great. But if you're shoving it down your throat and it's at the expense of a story, then there's a problem. That's all.
And that's the thing.
That's with anything. Like, with whatever the point is. You're shoving any point down our throat. If you're like, hey, guns are bad, and that's your whole movie, it's like, well, that should, like, you should be able to tell that message through the story, and it should supplement the story. But if it doesn't, and there's a character that just keeps coming up going, oh, but guns are bad, I'd be like, yo, this character's really annoying, because why does he keep popping up out of nowhere saying these things? You're very clearly trying to prove a point.
Yeah, and it doesn't even have to be that specific subject. It can be any topic
in the
world, and it's stupid. That being said, you know, like, In many ways, like you say, you're a little marveled out with some stuff.
No, I'm just bad storied out right now.
True.
And Marvel has not come out with a good story in a long time, so I just haven't been watching any of their stuff.
Well, I would say, even to the point that I am marveled out with some things. Like, I'm like, just take a break.
Yeah.
Leave some like space between me and you so that I can. The distance makes the heart grow fonder. You know, I'm that way about Star Wars. I'm that way about Marvel.
Yeah.
I can't be that way about DC because they didn't make anything good, really, to make me want to feel that way. But, you know, I just...
Marvel movies used to feel like an event, and they can't be coming out every day for them, and they still feel like an event, so I agree with that.
So, hopefully there's good things in the future. I think we've already said stuff like that before.
Fingies crossed.
Fingies, oh my goodness. Any news?
Fingies crossed and in your dog's butt, you know?
Any news on the next Mission Impossible?
I hear it's going to be impossible.
I hear it's going to be a mission.
No. When is that supposed to come out?
I don't know. Let's look that up.
When is it coming? I don't know.
Well, okay, so this is 8, right?
Impossible.
Or is it 7 part
8
2?
8 release date. May 23rd, 2025. We got a minute.
That's too long.
It was supposed to be June 28th of this year, but the writer's strike pushed it to 2025.
Good for them. Good for them.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean, I'm a consumer, and I want it now.
Oh, no. I want it to be good, so as long as it takes to make a good movie.
No, I really want to watch that Civil War movie.
Oh, yeah.
It looks so interesting. It looks so weird.
Yeah, me too.
Ah, gosh, I think I mentioned that last time, too, but it's just,
Have you seen, and I know I'm just bringing this up out of nowhere, but somehow I saw it online somewhere, and it just reminded me of the movie. Have you seen Baby Driver?
No.
No?
Yeah, no. What are you going to do, fight me?
I'd be willing to do a throwback episode of a straight movie episode about that movie. It is so good.
Oh, gosh.
Baby Driver is so good, bro. Hey, we'll do episodes about movies as long as they're good and it makes sense too.
Yeah.
Baby Driver's a good movie, bro. I think you'd really like it.
Yeah.
It's about a baby who drives.
No, it's not. Not even close.
Do you know what it's about?
Yeah, I mean, it's about a getaway driver.
Have you seen the trailer?
A long time ago. I mean, I've just seen so many like references.
We'll watch it after the pod.
Yeah. No, we are not. I'm going to bed.
You can't take 2 more minutes to watch a trailer.
Oh, no, I'd watch the trailer, sure. I thought you were talking about the
whole
movie.
No, dude. F that, brother. I'm going to home.
Okay.
This is going to be a short cast because,
So, like I said, I've been getting into a lot of documentaries, mainly cult documentaries because they're absolutely psychotic, and learning that there's people that exist like this blow my mind. Well... There's a scary movie that came out a few years back, I think maybe like 2017-ish, called Orphan. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know anything about that or
not really. I've heard of it. But.
All right, so it's about this
orphan.
Orphan.
Let's go. Spoilers.
Sorry, that's the end. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, the whole movie is watching her parents die over and over.
Yep.
For an hour and a half.
This is my nightmare. Anyways, her name is a Russian orphan from Russia. Bum bum bum, and her name is Esther. Basically, I'll just spoil the whole thing for you, right?
Yeah,
basically,
I'm not gonna
watch she's it. Psychotic. Like she ends up trying to kill the family, seduce the husband. She's supposed to be like 6 or 10 or something like that, a child. Notice I said seduce the husband. Turns out she is not a child. Fake birth certificate. She is a little person.
Oh,
I almost said the M word. Anyways, she is a little person, and she's like 30 or something like that, and that's kind of like the big
reveal.
M. Night Shyamalan ending you get from that movie, even though he did not direct that. But I found out, based on true events,
that someone faked it.
Based on true events, that is not how the. Actual
well, that's what I'm saying. Someone like faked the fake that they were
well on
child.
HBO Max. On HBO Max, apparently that is loosely based on this family, the Bennett family. I think it's Bennett.
Okay.
Anyways, there was a girl named Natalia Grace. She was a Ukrainian orphan, shipped all the way here from Ukraine. She had the family knew she had a type of dwarfism, and basically. They adopted her. They fell in love. Some stupid, like, super conceited and, like, psychotic, like, the stereotypical rich family who are, like, they know everything, smug as hell kind of people.
Right.
The father owns a yellow Corvette. That's how bad it is. Anyways, they adopt her because they're like, she's a charity case, basically, is kind of how they saw it. This is from the outside looking in, by the way. Anyways, they come to the conclusion... Like, she has, like, adult features. She's on her period.
Oh, my God.
All this stuff. And they adopt her when she's, quote-unquote, 6. And basically, like, a year or so goes by, and they're like,
this is an adult.
She's 22.
But did the kid, like, why did the kid go along with it?
Well, it turns out she wasn't 22. She was like maybe like 10 or 11. They overly did it because there's a law. When someone's 22, you can just straight up buy.
Well, overly? So, okay, that's a lot different.
It's the most craziest documentary I've seen in a while. Like, this you have got to watch this.
Okay.
It's called The Curious Case of...
Benjamin Button.
Nope. Curious Case of Natalia Bennett. It's you don't know what's going on through half the movie.
Okay,
like,
interesting.
It's nuts.
All I'm saying is, you know how apparently like they like it was the politically correct term to call them midget.
Whoa!
And then they turned to little people.
Yeah, I think little people is very like derogatory.
If I was one of them, I would rather be called midget. I think.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'd rather be called any of them, but
I would rather be called midget than a little
person. Little person just sounds like. Yeah, there. Here's this thing that's normal. Yeah, you're the little version. Like
okay.
It sounds like that's like.
So say like someone. Okay, this is. It's gonna be a weird comparison.
Oh God.
Or no. Here, how about this? Someone with Down syndromes.
Right.
Right. What if you go up to someone and say,
"What's up, Downy person?
What's up, Down person? You got Downs person? Are you a Downs person? Yes, I am a Downs person. Thank
What's
you.
What's up,
for
Downy man? Like I don't. Anyways, but
I would want to be called a dwarf.
Yeah, yep. Dude. That's they're like
dude,
that's your own
so
race.
Badass.
Dude. Like, and I would play into be like, oh, I collect gold. Like,
yes, I am a dwarf, and this is my axe.
Let
and
me
I
take
would
you to
up a long beard and braid it. Oh,
let me take
sick.
You to the mines of Moria.
The mines of Moria.
But I was looking up stuff about Mission Impossible, just because you were talking about like when the next one is.
Yeah.
And right as you were starting to talk about your documentary thing, I found this. There's a movie that we should watch. Made in 2021,
ooh,
called Mission Possible.
Tell me, this This is one of two things. Don't spoil it yet. One, it is one of those super straight to DVD, straight to TV, like rip off movies. that you see all the time. Like, mm-hmm. there's like when Transformers came out, there was one that was like super low budget called Transmorphers, where it was just like a direct copy with like the worst acting. It's like porno acting. It's so bad.
Okay.
Or it's a Dollywood copy. Or not Dollywood, Bollywood copy. Dollywood's a redneck place. Bollywood's a different place.
So you are kind of close.
On both or one?
With the second one.
Oh, it's a Bollywood ripoff.
Kind of close. It is, I believe, I have, let me click on it here.
Mission Impossible.
It is a Chinese.
Oh.
I believe is it's it Chinese. Even a, is it Chinese even a, or is this Korean?
It's probably Korean.
Well, I would think it's Korean, but this says the log line is a trainee Chinese spy makes a buffoonish private detective for her contract. Together they seek to uncover a South Korean gun smuggling ring. Anyways, but it's like a action comedy.
Oh, so, interesting.
Like, yeah. So I'm assuming it's like a spoof.
It's like a Jackie Chan.
But it looks like it's done decent. Like I'm watching kind of like a trailer on mute, and it's definitely like silly, but the production quality looks good. Yeah, we should watch it.
Yeah, maybe that'll be our next
episode.
TMB segment.
Yeah.
I'm down. Let's do it.
Yeah, as I stumbled upon the 2021 South Korean action crime comedy. So it is Korean. But I guess the character is Chinese. Anyways, how dare they? They're never mind. I was going to say it's a Korean man playing a Chinese person. They're making fun of the Chinese. How dare they?
How dare they think they look alike? That's racist.
Anyways, so it's got a 6.5 out of 10 on IMDb. Not the best.
Believe it or not, that could be great.
But not the worst. So that's an interesting thing there. I'm okay.
Man, you're dying.
I am. There was something else I was going to talk about before we wrap this up, but I don't remember what it was.
There is one thing I want your opinion on.
What?
I want you to look something up.
Nope.
You have got to look this up. Please,
oh, yo.
Please look this up. Please.
Can I talk about this? Speaking of, I got to talk about my thing because I remember now.
Okay.
They, in Korea, I follow these people on social media from like this show or whatever. But anyways, there were these people on social media that went to Korea and they found stores. I can't even speak, bro. They found like shops and they stood outside them and took pictures because the shop names, they found like shops that were in English.
Yeah.
But they're the weirdest shop names.
Interesting.
So if you could just give me like if you try to translate, maybe it's not that they're not translating it properly, but it's like maybe they just don't think about it. I don't know. If you can think of like a weird kind of like inappropriate store name, give me one.
Titties.
In English. What? That just a store just called Titties?
Yeah.
You're kind of close. So there's one here in Seoul called Romantic Pussy. And there's a picture of this guy just standing outside the store and in big letters above him.
With a thumbs up. That's awesome. I love that.
And it's like a woman's clothing store. That's all it looks like.
So obviously it's probably like they're trying to say romance and stuff, something like love or whatever that translates to romantic. And it's probably cat that they're trying to translate to.
Beautiful kitten. How about, let me raise you
love
one better.
Kitten.
Romantic pussy.
You got to roll the R with that one.
Romantic pussy. How about this one? Organic orgasm. Just a shop. Just,
I feel like that's like
I don't. I can't even
organic
see in the
food.
I can't even see in the windows.
But it's a.
So I don't know what this
it's
is.
A tan and or like peach and green sign. I bet it's like organic food or something, or it's like a natural herb shop.
Let me look it up. Never mind. I really thought I was going to, and it took me 2 seconds of saying that out loud to be like, oh, if I type in
that was
what
quick.
Is organic orgasm in my Google search, but I'm going to do it anyways.
Something with broccoli.
What is organic orgasm in store Korea. In Seoul, Korea. That can't get me too many bad
go.
Things, right?
There you go.
I found their website.
Oh, an image search. Wow, what's this?
I found their website. Okay, clicking on it. Oh, my God. No, I'm just kidding.
Ladies and gentlemen at home, he literally put his hand up in front of his face to block his eyes.
Organic made.
I told you, organic made what?
Clothing. Clothing. But it doesn't even look like sexual.
Oh, these shirts.
You stop it. But this says vintage and select shop. Organic made, secondhand clothing.
Yeah. Secondhand?
Or it says organic made. You can get organic made clothes, secondhand clothing. I don't want the second made clothing from Organic Orgasm. No.
All right, give me another one.
Why do these pants have a stain?
What's that smell?
That's the only two that they posted. In a appropriate store names.
Japan, I think, has some of that, too.
Korea. Unfortunate Korean store names. Here we go. Now this is what we're on.
Give me one.
What? 406 stoves. Look, I can't move my computer. I might mess everything up. Right. 406 stoves. I don't know why. It's a restaurant. It says when 405 aren't enough. This one just says I Heart Dog. That's okay.
Pet store. That's great.
Moby Dick Coffee.
That ain't that bad.
No. I'm not finding anything too crazy, to be honest with you. Beer Hunter. It's kind of sick.
Sounds like a TV show.
Beer Hunter.
It's like on Food Network.
What would that be
with
about?
With Guy Fieri. So it sounds like something he would do.
But he just,
I'm traveling around the world, brother.
But he just stains his frosted tips with beer instead of... Anyways.
Look at that sour. Flavortown. Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't find anything else. I found the best ones.
Yep.
The best ones were the ones that I found.
That was them. That was definitely them. What is it?
I did see this somewhere online, too.
There's one that's like called Fat Girl Clothing.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Plus size clothing stores in Korea, I believe. One's called Fat Girls.
Yeah.
Oh, it's in Thailand. One's called Fat Girls, and the other one is called Moo Moo. Insult me.
Oh, my God.
Man. Without calling me anything specific. Moo Moo. Are you calling me a cow? Never. That's crazy. My Among gosh. Slew names that seemed like bullying to some viewers. Oh, God. Here we go. BB Fat. Fat Girls. Fatty Fat Girl. No, this one's not real, dude. Hold on. In a viral video and with a whopping 41 million views... Blah, blah, blah. This person took nearly $11,000 on a tour of local shops in Bangkok, showing off unusual monikers. There was no need to be this savage, she wrote in the caption of the clip, which blasted the various stores and racked up over 91,000 comments this week. A few of them are BB Fat, Fat Girls, Fatty Fat Girl, my favorite, Love Calories, Moo Moo, Thai Fat and Fat Cat. Jesus,
not
dude.
Fat Pussy.
Romantic Pussy. No, just Love Calories is the best.
My gosh, Love Calories.
Dude, that's so funny.
Hey, different culture. Different culture.
They just aren't afraid to say how it is, man. If you're fat, you're fat. Here's the thing, man. Plus, people say like, no body shaming, right?
Yeah.
You know?
No, they're all body shaming.
But let me tell you a little bit of something, right? It is good to be healthy. So you shouldn't be massively overweight because it's just not healthy.
Yeah, but like me, you shouldn't do that. Don't look like
you're
me.
Not massively overweight.
Oh, I feel it.
Really?
Oh, I feel like I am.
You don't look like it. Anyways.
I'm in that, okay, listen. When it comes to buying belts, when you are in that, there's like a transitional size between... Mm-hmm. You know, medium belts and large belts, and then also large belts to extra large belts. I'm in I like to wear a 36 pant. It's pretty big.
Pant. 36 waist?
Yes.
I'm a 32.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Four inches isn't a lot, especially when we're talking about a circumference.
Well, most of my weight is like right, just right above my waistline in that gut area. It just droops over. Anyways. Anyways.
Fatty.
From 36 to 37, or 38, sorry, because it goes in twos.
Yeah.
Talk about a pain in my ass.
Yeah.
Because certain sizes like are off by like an inch.
Yeah.
And so when it comes to belts, my belt is literally at its limit. If I eat a lot of food, I'm just taking the belt off because it's at the limit. Yeah. Otherwise, I just got to go get a big ass belt.
Look, all I'm saying is
it's the worst.
If you're like massively overweight, like you could lose some weight. Like it's not about the look. Some people can like thicker people. That's fine. Yeah. Okay. But being larger is unhealthy, right? So
you're not overweight. How healthy are you right now?
Here's not very. I'm just saying it's one factor, okay? But here's my point. Fat, there's a definition of fat.
Yeah.
That's just what it is, and it's being like overweight, right? So why is it if we can be body positive and use the word fat, it's just a fact, you know?
True.
What's wrong with fat girl? What's wrong with Moo Moo?
There ain't nothing wrong with Moo Moo. My son, I would consider my 7-month-old child a Moo Moo. But he's supposed to be a Moo Moo. That's healthy.
Oh,
all right, let's talk about a different culture.
So, yeah.
What do you know about Saudi Arabia? What do you know about Saudi Arabia?
Ain't America.
It ain't America. You got that right.
I don't know.
Apparently, we love their oil. anyways, I want you to look up something.
Here we go.
I want you to look up Saudi Arabia, and then space, the line.
You don't have to tell me space. If it's a new word, I would think it's a space.
Mega city.
Oh, I've seen this, yeah.
All right, so for you people that don't know, for you 1 to 2 people that don't know, the line is a new like mega city idea from Saudi Arabia where they're trying to make a literal, like, I don't even know how wide it's supposed to be. Like 100-yard at most wide city that is just a long ass line that goes.
But it's like all indoors, kind of.
Yeah, it goes across the desert. Like literally looks like something from Mission Impossible.
A cognitive city across 170 kilometers from the epic mountains of Neom across inspirational deserts, valleys to the beautiful Red Sea, a mirrored architecture masterpiece towering 500 meters above sea level, but at a land saving 200 meters wide. There you go, 200 meters. Wide.
200 meters.
Yeah.
I said 100 yards. Meters and yards are basically the same. Basically. So I was off a little bit. By half. Around half. Anyways. What the heck is the reason why they're building this thing? Going
200 meters is
desert.
656 feet.
656 feet.
Or, for all you football fans out there, 218 yards.
There
so
you
basically
go.
Two football fields.
Yep. First off, this sounds like the worst idea ever.
I think it sounds awesome.
No, it's like the idea is like cool. Yeah, it's super futuristic sounding. But
no roads, cars, or emissions. It'll run 100% on renewable energy.
That's bullcrap.
95% of land will be preserved for nature.
You know how much oil they have? It's just going to run on oil.
So cool, man.
First off, this thing is so dang long.
That's what she said.
You ever heard of water in the desert? First off. You ever heard of that? No, you haven't.
Yeah, but there's also like cities in the desert, and they're all alive. So like, you know.
Yeah, there's like a central place to get water. Everything is coming
from
like
they
gotta one
create
end to the
that
other.
From somewhere. They'll create it. It's gonna take a while.
You're gonna take
man.
Some hydrogen and
this
some
looks
oxygen.
Cool.
Just
if you look at
together.
The pictures, man, it looks cool.
It looks cool.
We're on
CG rendering.
I know you wanted me to agree with you on this, but I'm not. I'm all in.
I just
I'll
don't think
visit.
It's practical.
You're not practical.
Because you gotta look. Everything's gonna be like underground tubes of water, right? Say one of those messes up.
Dude, where do you think you get your water right now? Underground tubes.
From many different locations.
Oh, my God. They got to get them from different locations, right? Like, it's 170 kilometers.
Here's the thing.
But maybe not.
What's 170 kilometers?
They got to have
here?
Backups, dude. They're not stupid.
All right, in Atlanta.
Yep.
We're pretty far from Atlanta, but, I mean, we're driving distance. We're about 30 minutes away. So, say something in Atlanta. A pipe bursts.
Mm-hmm.
You know who doesn't care? me because I'm getting my water from somewhere else.
They're going to have I guarantee they will have options, though, like multiple.
Shoot.
I'm telling you, bro.
Options of where to bury the bodies.
Whatever, man. I'm all about it. Sorry.
You know what? You know what I'm more worried about and more happy about than
what,
building?
Man? What?
The new Buc-ee's that's coming to Georgia, all right? They're building a new Buc-ee's. I don't care about this. It's happening in Brunswick. I don't live near Brunswick. But you know what? I'm super ecstatic.
Mm-hmm.
It's Buc-ee's.
Okay.
Beef jerky.
Yeah, Buc-ee's beef jerky's the shiz. I love Buc-ee's. That's a great place. The best.
Why don't they just build a 100-mile-long Buc-ee's?
The biggest Buc-ee's. This is what Trump really wanted when he said we need to build a wall. It's just the line.
We're going to make Mexico pay
there
for the Buc-ee's.
Been trying to get it out of y'all, Cass.
We're going to make America the biggest Buc-ee's. Make America Buc-ee's again. The best Buc-ee's. The best bussin' Buc-ee's. The best bussin' Buc-ee's you've ever busted.
The best bucking bussin' Buc-ee's by far.
Everyone's going to love this beaver.
Everyone's going to say big. Trying to get more B words.
Big. Beautiful.
Everyone's going to say beautiful. Beautiful big.
Buc-ee.
Bootylicious Buc-ee's.
Beaver Buc-ee.
Oh my goodness. The best. I'm done. I'm ending it. I'm really tired.
Yeah.
That was a fun one.
Oh, this episode was brought to you by
Buc-ee's.
No affiliation.
Buc-ee's and rat peepees.
Chuck E. Cheese and Buc-ee's. If you like Chuck rats and beavers, rats
dude,
and
they should do a crossover called the Chuck E. Buc-ee.
The Chuck E. Buc-ee?
Yeah, and you
bro, beef jerky pizza. Get on it.
With that, we'll see you later.
Good night.
Goodnessy.